Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The weather is beginning to change across Alaska. The nights are beginning to get longer, and the snow will soon begin to fly. Alaska State Troopers urge residents across the Kenai Peninsula that safety needs to be at the forefront of your mind as you drive in the fall and winter weather. Trooper Ethan Norwood from the Soldano Post of the Alaska State Troopers told KSRM that reflective clothing is needed when pedestrians and bikers are out and about.
First off, I would encourage, the use of reflective clothing and reflective helmets if people are on bicycles or other equipment, and also taking advantage of bike paths and other areas just to create distance away from the roadway. And also for drivers, just try to be as careful and attentive to the road as you can. The more caution that people can exercise, the safer the roads are going to be for everyone, including the bikers or cyclists.
Norwood said some road safety tips to remember include...
The biggest one, the most important is speed. We're starting to see ice on the roads already, and the speed limits there are for a reason. And sometimes it's real easy to realize you're in trouble after you've already put yourself in a bad situation. And then just paying attention to the road, not texting or operating a screen device while you're driving.
When the snow starts to fly, the trip from the Kenai Peninsula to Anchorage can get a bit dangerous. Norwood urges you to prep your vehicle safety kit.
Thinking about, worst case scenario, if you break down in a situation where you're without cell service, and if it's at a time where there's not a lot of travelers on the road, to have a throw bag or a go bag with, emergency medical kit, a blanket with some, and if to bring some water, maybe some small amount of food to keep you sustained through the night if you have to. That's what I always try to keep in mind, is how am I going to have enough to get through the night if I had to.
Alaska State Troopers advise drivers in the transition from summer to winter driving to slow down earlier, keep your eyes on the road, use your headlights when you need to, and be thinking about what's around the corner. Cargo has made business steady at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. In the first half of 2021, 1.73 million metric tons of air cargo flew in and out of the airport. According to a statement from the airport, that's a nearly 24% increase compared to the same time last year. More cargo arrives and takes off from Anchorage every day. Airport manager Jim Zesniak told Alaska's news source,
"You're getting into that holiday rush season right now where all the Christmas orders are coming in. And so, it was busy on top of busy, and now we're even busier."
31 airlines provide cargo service through the airport, including about an average of at least 100 wide-body jets used daily to carry that freight, and there's no shortage of it.
It's one of those things where we've noticed that the traditional brakes were slowed down. We didn't have those, so it's just been continuously busy.
The increased business has Anchorage in the running again to be considered North America's best cargo airport, which made the announcement on its Facebook page on September 24th, adding the award will be presented at the Asian Freight Logistics and Supply Chain Awards Gala on October 21st in Hong Kong.
Just very appreciative, because of the fact that we know that the people here that are in the cargo industry work really hard to make sure that everything runs smoothly, and getting that recognition is just a really good cherry on top.
Meanwhile, Anchorage likely will see more cargo pass through its airport as construction is expected to begin soon in the second half of 2022 on a 32.5 million cubic foot cold storage unit at the airport. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.